Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 70. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, 48. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, 61.
Mid-American Network News. The Topeka Police Department spent a large part of yesterday at Reese's Fine Foods after the report of a deadly shooting yesterday afternoon. The TPD's watch commander confirms police were on the scene investigating the shooting at Reese's in East Topeka. City spokeswoman Rosie Nichols said that officers called just after 4:30 p.m. and found a person suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound at the scene. He was later pronounced dead. That person has now been identified as 39-year-old Reginald Privet of Topeka. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, along with Senator Jerry Moran, are addressing Kansans paying to transmit electricity out of state. Marshall and Moran are demanding answers from the FERC on why Kansans are paying an absurd amount to transport wind energy generated in Kansas to other states. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Nearly 2 weeks after a crash left multiple people injured on a Dallas highway, a Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver has turned himself in. Rashee Rice turned himself in to the Glen Heights Police Department on Thursday. Court records indicated that he faces 8 charges for his role in the crash, which involved 6 cars. Rice faces 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury after the Dallas police said in an investigation determined that the 23-year-old Chiefs wide receiver was speeding in the far left lane of the North Central Expressway in Dallas. 4 people involved in a $1 million fraudulent customer refund scheme in Kansas have been found guilty. The employees process customer refunds for AT&T Digital Life Home Security Systems. They include Kenesha Mercer, Darius Polite, Randy Hunt, and Veronica Kilman. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 1402, a school choice-related bill, has advanced again in the Nebraska legislature late Wednesday night. LB 1402 is essentially a backup plan in the event the original school choice bill gets struck down by voters and it has passed into the engrossing phase. The original bill, known as the Opportunity Scholarship Act, or LB 753, passed last year, and it allows public dollars to be earmarked for private schools to allow low-income students to attend them. But opponents have gathered enough signatures to challenge it at the ballot box. price. The new version, LB 1402, initially designated $25 million for Nebraska students to use to alleviate costs associated with attending a private school of their choice, but it was cut to $10 million. The bill now has two more steps to go through before it heads to Governor Jim Pillen's desk. And there are just a couple of days left in the legislative session. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A petition to recall Gage County Attorney Roger Harris has been initiated in response to his handling of a case of animal neglect involving several dozen horses, which local veterinarian Jennifer Glassman had under her care. The animals were seized and taken to a Saline County rescue facility, with 17 perishing before the remainder were sold at auction. Proceeds were used to defray care expenses, along with private donations received. Remaining funds from the auction reportedly went back to Glassman, who's prohibited from owning any horses in Gage County for a two-year period. The petition drive is led by Carrie Jones and has been filed with the county clerk, who advised the 2,275 valid signatures are necessary for a recall. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last week and approved personnel changes, with Janine Debley moving to elementary principal. She had been assistant principal and instructional coach. And Jason Wheeler will move from elementary principal to assistant principal and activities director. No change was announced for Cole Fredrickson, who holds that post at the junior-senior high. Michael Downard was hired as special education teacher. School board approved adopting a clay target shooting sports program spring of next year. Fundraisers will be planned to help defray expenses estimated at $300 to $400 for each participant who will provide their own shotgun. The program is sanctioned through the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Diller O'Dell will join Beatrice Public Schools in a cooperative agreement for baseball next season. Perhaps five or six players have indicated interest and an initial two-year period designated. Beatrice School District has chosen Philip Voigt as high school principal, replacing Jason Sutter, who's resigned after 36 years in education. Voigt was assistant principal at Beatrice High. The annual Spring Health Fair is Saturday at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville, with a $30 blood profile and $15 men's PSA test offered 6 to 10 a.m. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church will host a free will donation breakfast buffet in the church hall, open Saturday to the public as well from 6 till 10 a.m. 64th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at Headstrom Hall in Marysville. Registration opens 7 a.m. Brian Tobins with Bike Across Kansas will be our public affairs guest this weekend as he talks about the annual event coming up in June, which will include an overnight stop in Frankfort this year, June 17th. Tune Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Prom is Saturday at Frankfort, promenade at 5:30, also at Axtell High School. MACT Spring Play, The Secret Garden, will be presented Friday and Saturday evenings at 8, with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. St. John's Catholic School at Hanover annual benefit auction is Saturday evening in the school gymnasium. Norman W. Losey, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Losey. Arnold H. Arnie Reith, age 77, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 4 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Arnie Reith.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Monday, mixing with sunshine, staying warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then showers and thunderstorms will continue into Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds around 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms still continue into Tuesday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to mid 70s, and more rain possible into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this day 88. The average low 41 and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
Are you listening for the sleigh bells of springtime? It's all about one of nature's most distinctive springtime sounds on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 12th, the 103rd day of the year. Retired TV host David Letterman has a birthday, and on this day in 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets were in the studio recording Rock Around the Clock. Are spring peepers rocking out where you live? Peepers are tiny frogs about an inch or so long that chirp in ponds and marshy areas across much of the eastern U.S. The male frogs are inflating vocal sacs under their chin to attract female admirers. That peeping noise is the sound of discharging air. Put a few hundred of them together, and they sound remarkably like sleigh bells. Some call them the sleigh bells of springtime. If the population is large enough, you can hear them from a mile away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Beatrice Health and Rehab wants to encourage the Beatrice juniors and seniors attending prom to have a good time. Please attend the after-prom party for a safe conclusion to a magical night. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, 3 blocks north of the Water Tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care. Shear Quality Furniture wants the Beatrice High School juniors and seniors to have a wonderful time at prom and hopes you cherish the memories you make. Please attend the school's after prom party. From Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Breaking news overnight as Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has officially turned himself into law enforcement. As Cake News reports, according to online court records, that Rice had turned himself into the Glen Heights Police Department and was taken to the DeSoto, Texas jail, where his combined bond is set at $40,000. According to Dallas police, as of Wednesday, they say that Rice faces charges including aggravated assault after he and another individual were speeding and driving sports cars that caused a chain reaction crash on a Dallas highway. In other news, Kansas City Royals baseball back in action tonight with first pitch at 6:10 after winning over the Houston Astros 13-3 last night. The Royals started off strong, putting 9 points on the board in the very first inning and holding the lead as they continued on with 3 more points going on in the 7th inning before finishing off with 13 runs, 16 hits, and 1 error. That finished off the 3-game series against the Astros. The Royals now head on the road to take on the Mets tonight for their 3-game series.
A message from Cover Kansas. Don't lose Medicaid coverage in 2023. CanCare members need to update and verify their contact information. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your info today. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you looking for acreage to broaden your land investment portfolio with added recreational opportunities? Floyd Auction Real Estate is proud to market 2 great Southeast Kingman County properties at auction on April 24th at 10 a.m. at the Kingman Expo Center. Tract 1 is 153 acres currently planted to wheat, and Tract 2 is 306 acres. That includes 85 acres cropland currently planted to wheat, pasture, and tree-lined creeks, perfect for all your recreational habitat needs. Visit floydsales.com for more information or call 620-532-1887.
Bad news for current NBA player and former Kansas Jayhawk basketball player Ben McLemore, as he's been arrested and booked into the Clackamas County Jail with accusations of first-degree rape and other sex crimes. WIBW reports that according to the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office website, that McLemore faces charges of first-degree rape, first-degree unlawful sexual penetration, and second-degree sexual abuse. The player had been picked up in the first round of the 7th pick for the 2013 NBA draft, out of Kansas University, as he played for the Sacramento Kings, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Houston Rockets, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Portland Trail Blazers. He had played for the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team back in the 2012 and 2013 season, helping Kansas make it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament for that year. In other news, the Arkansas Razorbacks basketball team has officially hired John Calipari as the Bens' new basketball coach as of earlier this week. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights softball team sweeps Salina Sacred Heart Thursday, 6-2 and 15-7, while the Valley Heights baseball team falls to Sacred Heart, 16-1 and 13-0. Frankfort Centralia hosting Blue Valley in play on Friday, softball and baseball.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage 2 things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Cook and Company hopes the Nemaha Central juniors and seniors have a great time at prom and stay safe. From Cook and Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Join the tradition of a Victorian tea in Waterville along with a fashion display Saturday, April 20th. The afternoon includes the tea at 2 at the historic Weaver Hotel and the program at 3 at the Opera House as Rayma Volker presents Dressing a Stylish Victorian Woman. Combo tickets $28 or individually $15 each. Reservations encouraged with limited seating for the tea. For information, phone 785-562-8803 or stop by the Waterville Public Library. Ladies' Day Victorian Tea and Fashion Display Saturday, April 20th in Waterville. Flyer and details online at the Waterville Community Connections or Friends of Waterville Facebook pages.
Just say the date, April 15th, and most U.S. citizens cringe, unless, of course, you're one of the lucky ones getting a refund. Soften the blow with a bit of horticulture therapy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Once the taxes are mailed, take a walk through your yard, neighborhood, or nearby botanical garden. Walking and working in nature helps lower our blood pressure and improve our mood. See what's blooming and pick a few favorites to add to your landscape. That way, you can look forward to these beautiful blooms each year. It's a great distraction, redirecting your thoughts from tax day to gardening. Or plant some seeds indoors or out. Check the seed packet for specifics. And if the weather's bad, consider repotting overgrown houseplants or start some new plants from cuttings. These can be added to your indoor or outdoor container gardens as soon as they're rooted and weather permits. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
On a high bluff overlooking the Colorado River in LaGrange, Texas, you'll find a monument to men who gave their lives for the Republic of Texas. Their stories speak to a time when the Republic was fighting to maintain the independence it had already won. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Texas became a republic, winning independence from Mexico in 1836. However, for many years afterward, there were skirmishes between the two sides.
It was those intervening years after Texas won their independence, and we were still squabbling with Mexico about where the border was going to be. There were still little battles happening.
As Marcia Hendricks explains, some of those who were killed in those conflicts after Texas's independence are buried here at Monument Hill in LaGrange, Texas.
There are men who were involved in two different conflicts. One happened outside of San Antonio. That's the Dawson men who died in what was called a massacre. And then a group of men who died in Mexico in what was called the Black Bean Incident.
Nicholas Dawson led a small band of men in battle near San Antonio in 1842. As Mexican troops took the city and advanced into the Republic, 36 Texans were killed, many of whom were from here in Fayette County. Meanwhile, the Black Bean Incident, which Marcia referenced, took place later that same year.
When a group of men were forced to draw beans out of a jar, and if they drew a black bean, they were killed. Those men were reinterred up here in LaGrange.
A force of about 160 men had been captured late in 1842 by the Mexican Army, and it was determined 1 in 10 should die. 17 Texans were executed when they drew black beans rather than white beans from a jar. Eventually, the men who died in both engagements were reinterred here at what is known as Monument Hill.
It is a beautiful, peaceful area because we're high up on a bluff with just incredible views.
A 48-foot-tall stone monument is a memorial and resting place for the souls who gave their lives in those battles here in the county from which several of those soldiers hailed. Traveling the countryside in LaGrange, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be an auction including woodworking tools, collectibles, trucks, mower, and an ATV for the Dick Ticket Office date Saturday, April 13th, sale at 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Tools to include a lathe, tabletop planer, drum sander, router table, table saw, bandsaw, miter saw, lots of walnut chunks, two pallets of assorted hardwood, 4x8-foot utility trailer with ramp, aluminum ATV ramps, pickup toolbox. Collectibles include over 50 handmade wood bowls, cups, and other items. 3-gallon Red Wing crock, two trunks. Furniture to include 4 3-piece full-size bedroom sets, including chest of drawers, 3 oversized Lazy Boy recliners, 19-cubic-foot refrigerator, older washer and dryer, a chest freezer. Selling at noon, a 2019 Ford F-150, four-wheel drive, four-door pickup, fifth-wheel hitch, original owner, 56,000 miles. A 95 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive, 145,000 miles, 2007 Yamaha 660 4x4 ATV with winch, and a 2021 42-inch 22-horse John Deere riding mower. This state auction for Dick Ticketoff, Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
The next time it rains, watch where the runoff goes. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it flows toward your well, it might be carrying contaminants that could jeopardize your drinking water as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a concrete pipe that drains stormwater runoff next to our backyard. When we get a lot of rain, I'm amazed at the gunk that comes out of that pipe. As stormwater flows over the land, it picks up all kinds of contaminants. Research shows that drinking water wells inundated with stormwater runoff are likely to be contaminated with bacteria and other pollutants. Sharon Skipton is a retired water quality educator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says the best way to tell if your well is at risk is to pay attention when it rains.
What we recommend is for a person to go out into their yard during a heavy rain event, not when it's lightning, of course, because that would be dangerous, and just watch the flow. Watch to see how much rainwater flows across the property, what direction it flows, does it flow toward the well? If it is flowing toward and over the well, that's when we're concerned.
The runoff shouldn't come any closer than 10 feet of the well. If you find the stormwater is too close, Skipton says there are a number of things you can do. Direct downspouts into a grassy area away from the well or into a rain barrel to use later. You can also reduce the flow to minimize the runoff.
Using gravel or rock or bricks or wood chips for their walkways, their patios, instead of using solid paving. And then the moisture will soak in. They can landscape to slow the flow of runoff. They can provide areas where water can soak in, areas like rain gardens. They can grade the yard to direct the runoff away from the well.
Also be sure the well casing extends above the ground by at least a foot and the casing and cap are watertight.
Learn more about protecting your will at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
A call for empowering women in agriculture today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Women make up a substantial share of the agricultural workforce globally, but at a recent World Food Prize conference during this International Year of the Woman Farmer, participants pointed out that women farmers are not treated as equals. Jennifer Lester Moffitt is Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Women in agriculture, both as farmers and as policymakers, are paving the way for a better future, but their voices often go underheard.
Moffitt says efforts to change that attitude will be in high gear the next couple of years.
I know it can be challenging to be a woman in agriculture. I know this firsthand and personally, but breaking glass ceilings and helping ourselves and each other reach new heights is so important and what sets us apart for the next generation. Together, we're going to turn our challenges into opportunity. Together, we're going to empower women farmers, and together, we're going to lead the charge for sustainable agriculture and empower countless more folks to join us in this cause.
Video recordings of the World Food Prize conference are available online. There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Friday. Under Farm Broadcaster Sips back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Friday now, April 12th of 2024, and we will shift away from the agricultural news sector as, of course, we are inching into planting season. So we'll take a look at the crop progress report throughout the state of Kansas. But today we will take a look at the soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, soil temperature directly affects plant growth. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, impacting rate of nitrification, influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we'll do is we'll break down the Sunflower State into thirds, a western, central, and eastern third, give you a couple of different locations, and get you the current temperature at the 4-inch depth. We'll start up in the northwest corner of the state, primarily one of the cooler areas in Cheyenne, currently 49 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees. In the central western third in Leote, currently 53 degrees compared to their 57-degree average on the week, and down in southwest Kansas and Moscow, 55 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 58 degrees Fahrenheit. Now into the central third, we'll look up in the north central region in Belleville, currently 46 6 degrees at the 4-inch depth, which is right on par, just a bit cooler from their 7-day average of 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Right in the middle of the state, we'll take a look in Hoisington, currently 51 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 54 degrees Fahrenheit. And in south central Kansas, one of the warmest areas is actually in Pretty Prairie. It is 55 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth compared to their 57 degrees 7-day average. And lastly, we'll take a trip across the eastern third of the state. We'll start up in the far northeast corner in Corning, currently 48 degrees at the 4-inch depth, which is pretty close to their 7-day average of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. In the central eastern portion of the state in Welda, Kansas, 53 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 57 degrees Fahrenheit. And last but not least, we look down in Sedan in southeastern Kansas, currently 56 degrees, again a bit cooler from their 59 degree Fahrenheit 7-day average.
Are you looking for acreage to broaden your land investment portfolio with added recreational opportunities? Floyd Auction Real Estate is proud to market two great Southeast Kingman County properties at auction on April 24th at 10 a.m. at the Kingman Expo Center. Tract 1 is 153 acres currently planted to wheat, and Tract 2 is 306 acres. That includes 85 acres cropland currently planted to wheat, pasture, and tree line. Creek's perfect for all your recreational habitat needs. Visit floydsales.com for more information or call 620-532-1887.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When it rains, watch where the runoff goes. If it flows toward your well, it might be carrying contaminants that could jeopardize your drinking water. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
There's a concrete pipe that drains stormwater runoff next to our backyard. When we get a lot of rain, I'm amazed at the gunk that comes out of that pipe. As stormwater flows over the land, it picks up all kinds of contaminants. Research shows that drinking water wells inundated with stormwater runoff are likely to be contaminated with bacteria and other pollutants. Sharon Skipton is a retired water quality educator at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says the best way to tell if your well is at risk is to pay attention when it rains.
What we recommend is for a person to go out into their yard during a heavy rain event, not when it's lightning, of course, because that would be dangerous, and just watch the flow. Watch to see how much rainwater flows across the property, what direction it flows, does it flow toward the well? If it is flowing toward and over the well, that's when we're concerned.
The runoff shouldn't come any closer than 10 feet of the well. If you find the stormwater is too close, Skipton says there are a number of things you can do. Direct downspouts into a grassy area away from the well or into a rain barrel to use later. You can also reduce the flow to minimize the runoff.
using gravel or rock or bricks or wood chips for their walkways, their patios, instead of using solid paving. And then the moisture will soak in. They can landscape to slow the flow of runoff. They can provide areas where water can soak in, areas like rain gardens. They can grade the yard to direct the runoff away from the well.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about protecting your well at agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still higher in the grains and sharply lower in the livestock. A very turbulent day in the cattle markets. April live cattle currently down 337 at 176.87. June's down to 170.42. That's down 347 on the day of trade. Even sharper declines in the feeder cattle markets. The April contract down 267 to 236.50. May feeders down $5 per hundredweight, down to 233.15. And triple-digit losses for the hogs as well. April lean hogs down 57 to $90.87 per hundredweight. May trading at 94.27. That's down 302 on the day. Mostly higher still in the grains and the oil seeds, including May corn of 5.5 to 434 and a quarter. July's up 4.5 to 445 and a half. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all higher. May KC wheat up a half to 583 and three quarters. July's up 2.25 to 580 and three quarters. And May oats up 9 cents to 356 and three quarters. Into the soybeans now, we're seeing continued gains as May beans currently up 11.5 to 1170. And three quarters cent. July's trading at 11.83 a bushel. That's up 10 and a quarter. May soy meal up 7.20 to 342.80. However, soybean oil a bit weaker. May's down 31 points to 45.71. Cotton also a bit weaker. May cotton down 84 at 82.53. Energy markets mostly higher, with crude oil up 89 cents to 85.91 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up nearly a nickel, 4 cents in the green to 2.82 a gallon. Heating oil's up 3 to 2.69, and natural gas mostly unchanged at 176. A stroll down Wall Street now sees the Dow Jones tumbling down 555 as the sell-off intensifies and inflation worries swirl. J.P. Morgan also falling. Dow Jones currently at 37,903, again 555 in the red. S&P down 86 to 5,113, and the NASDAQ down 297 at 16,144. Into the metals now, we see April gold at 1450 at 2369.30. May silver's up 6 cents at 2831. However, both metals are starting to slow, and the June dollar index up 71 points at 105.77.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A case filed towards the beginning of 2024 in Wisconsin involving a cranberry farm and the Clean Water Act could be impactful to farmers using irrigation. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen explains the case and the concern that comes with it.
Well, the Clean Water Act has been around for a little bit more than a half a century. The major amendments were back in 1972. And for the point of our discussion today, which is very important to farmers, is that there is a permit discharge requirement before you can discharge a pollutant into the navigable waters of the United States. Now, the term pollutant is defined very broadly, and that can include sediment, can include lots of things that we wouldn't necessarily think are pollutants. And so if that discharge permit requirement applies, which you have to have if you're discharging a pollutant from a point source into a navigable water, then that's very costly. It's time-consuming for farmers and ranchers.
McOwen discusses the case and the claim that is being made.
They're arguing that an exemption that normally applies to agriculture should not apply in this instance. And what that exemption is known as the irrigation return flow exemption. So in other words, if I irrigate my farm fields and there are chemicals on my fields and through the process it gets into underground water and then might find its way into surface water, I don't have to have a permit for that because that's part of irrigation agriculture and that's exempted. Well, the claim in this case is that cranberry farming operations should not be able to use that exemption because they're not irrigating. And so by the strict construction of that term, it should not apply. But what happens here and what the claim is that the ditch and the channel serve as a point source discharge of phosphorus and sediment discharges into a nearby lake when the bogs are drained at harvest time for the cranberries. And phosphorus and sediment are pollutants under the Clean Water Act. And the claim is, well, that water is in the bogs is not used for irrigation. And so the irrigation return flow exemption should not apply.
How the decision about the cranberry farm could impact a lot of agriculture is what he touches on next.
If you get a court here that broadly construes the application of this exemption and then wipes it out, then we become very concerned about that in terms of crop irrigation agriculture because then we'd lose the exemption. Now, I don't think that will happen because the exemption is statutory, but we worry about the possible breadth of any change to the irrigation return flow exemption.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen with information about how a case in Wisconsin could make a difference to farmers across the country. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LT pickup with a C71 package. This new truck trade is priced under $50,000. They also have a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence and several vehicles priced in the $10,000 range at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. After some really rough days, stocks got a boost from the release of a producer price index that showed inflation easing at the wholesale level. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 0.75% yesterday. The NASDAQ Composite surged 1.7%, but the Dow Jones finished the day unchanged. Corporate earnings are on the minds of investors heading into the end of the week. First quarter financial reports are due out this morning from Citigroup and from JP Morgan Chase, the largest bank in terms of assets. High interest rates are not just a home buyer's problem. Nationwide used vehicle dealer CarMax says sales at the latest quarter were up just 0.1%, with car buying crimped by high interest rates and a lack of used car supply. Metropolitan Oakland International Airport is closer to changing its name to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. The city of San Francisco is furious and threatening to sue its neighbor across the bay. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.